Okay.
We're having, we're like in the 3 week period before Tisha B'Av, right? So there's a very, very interesting question here. What's the question? Question is, normally, this is a period of Avelis, right? You know what Avelis is? Avelis is a mourning period, a period of retrospection. When a person, lo aleinu, loses a parent, so we know from Chazal how it works. The first day, he's an onan till he buries his parent. Meto mutal lefanav. The dead person is in front of him. He's potter for mitzvahs. He has a chiyuv, a bearing. Then he has the week of Shiva, where he's an avil. And that's less severe than being an onan. And then after that, he has the month of Shiva, the 30 days. And then after that month, he has the year. And after the year, the Ramban tells us, Nishkach Hames Min Alev. We don't more hespedim, no more nothing. You have a yortzeit, stuff like that, but no more hespedim. Nishkach ha. We come to Tisha B'Av, we come to the whole year. We have dinim about Beis HaMikdash. We can't completely paint our house. We need the Amma and Amma. We can't have certain types of bands, right? Musical instruments. Our teretz, we don't have those minhag nowadays, but certain forms of simcha, certain things missing. You know, the chasam puts the eifah on his head the whole year. We have the certain dinim we have for the whole year to remind us of our avelis of Beis HaMikdash. Then comes the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks is like the month, right? But we're in the process of avelis, the avelis gets deeper. Then we have Shavuot Shacharbo Tisha B'Av, the week in which we have Tisha B'Av, that has a din of the 7 days. Then we're more in the state of mourning. Then we have Tisha B'Av itself, the night of Tisha B'Av, with din of an onan, Meto Mutal Lefanov, just before Suda Mafseket, the night. And then the Tisha B'Av day, right? We're still in this process of being an avel. And then by the afternoon we have a nachem, we say in our tefillah. Nachem means we get comforted. And then by the night, apart from minhagim, it's finished. It's like the opposite process. When we're talking about avelis, we're talking about you go from the depth of avelis to the forgetting of the dead person. With Tisha B'Av, which is the opposite, with the Beis HaMikdash, it's the opposite. We have the reminding of the Beis HaMikdash through all the things that we do, and then it deepens the avelis for the 3 weeks, it deepens even more for the week, the depth of the avelis is Tisha B'Av itself, and then it's finished. It's like the opposite process. Why is that? What's happening here? You understand the question? You know, the answer is basically very simple. The purpose of the avelis of the Beis HaMikdash is in order that we will remember the Beis HaMikdash. The purpose of our avelis of a person who's dead, we're not going to see them again, is to comfort us on something which we're never going to see again. That person's not going to come back to life. There'll be Tchias HaMeisim and everything like that. But in this world, we're not going to see him. So the process there is going from the tokef, from the depth of avelis, and little by little, it being removed from us. You with me? Whereas Tisha B'Av, we're ma'orer ashtaveh, it's an avelis that we want to have. It's an avelis that we want to bring upon ourselves. It's an avelis we want to have a recognition of it. It's something we don't want to forget. So we go from a general state of somewhat remembering, somewhat level of avelis. We bring it to a week, 3 weeks of remembering even more, right? And then comes to a week in which it's even more on our minds. Then Tisha B'Av, that's all on our minds. Mesa Mutalafanav, it's in front of us. And now that we have, we come to such a darga, such a level of feeling of what it means to be missing the Beis HaMikdash, that's our nachama. That itself is our comfort. The comfort is the tshuka, the desire for wanting the Beis HaMikdash. As Chazal says, the Chazal, that anyone who's mitabel, who is an avil, who desires, has sipiya, desires the Beis HaMikdash, will see its rebuilding. Why is that? You know, there's a famous story of Napoleon. I don't know if it's true, but everyone says it. It's a famous story, they say. Napoleon, you know, was through his paths, he met, you know, the Jews, and they were crying in the shul, you know. Tisha B'Av used to be a time where of Bechi, people used to be crying. People used to be bawling. They used to be bawling. Imagine someone who Chas V'Shalom lost their parent. They're crying. If they're healthy relationship, they're crying. They're crying. Tisha B'Av is Mesu Musal Lafanav. You're crying. If you know what it is. So when he saw this crying, sincere crying, desire for Beis HaMikdash, he realized one very important thing. He said, these people are going to be building their Beis HaMikdash. They're going to be building what they're crying for. It's alive to them. The crying and the desire for that connection. What's Beis HaMikdash? We're not interested in this beautiful building with, you know, shiny blue shayish, right? And all these nice vessels, you know, like you go into Yerushalayim, into what's it called, you know, Kalim, so Beis HaMikdash, you see, oh, they build you a real menorah. It's garnished. We're not interested in the menorah for the sake of the menorah, or the mizbeach for the sake of the mizbeach, your little models over here. We're not interested in that. We could make a whole Beis HaMikdash, you know, like, let's go and, you know, let's take a, you know, a few dunam, and let's build a whole Beis HaMikdash and see how it all works, and have Kohanim acting and shechting and showing us, obviously can't offer korbanos, but, you know, they'll shecht and they won't offer anything, but they'll show us how to do it, and they'll put, you know, ketchup instead of real dumb, just to show the kids how you do it. Maybe one day they'll do it, you know, it'll be an attraction for Haredim, there'll be enough of them, right? They'll go on their tiulim there, right? I don't know. Maybe they'll make it with ice, right? There's stuff like that. I don't know. Okay? But you understand what I'm saying? That's not what we're missing. We're not missing the Avanim. We're not missing the building. There's lots of nice buildings in the world. I don't know about them, but I'm sure there are. It's not a building we have an Avedis. What's our Avedis for? What does Beis HaMikdash represent? Our Kesher to our Creator. Our connection to our Creator. If we don't have Beis HaMikdash, there's a level of connection which we can never be on. Are you with me?
I don't know if it's pertinent, but how would you describe like what the actual connection was versus
today?
Yeah.
Part of our problem is we have no clue how disconnected we are. We think if we daven a good Yom Kippur davening, oh, we're with it. We did it. We're there. We'll have a good Sfar and Tosfos, where, you know, when you shiver and we're steiging away and life's great, yeah? That we've got all we need, right? We have no clue what it is to walk into the Beis HaMikdash and see the Korbanos and see the miracles that were there every day and to have that spiritual connection. We have no clue what it is. That's part of the Avelus. You know, if you're offered on something you understand, okay, you understand. We're so disconnected, we don't even know what connection is. It's very hard. I mean, we can describe the Nisim of the fire, that, you know, it used to be straight, the wind wouldn't move it, there was no Zvuvim on the Basa, there was Nisim, clear Nisim. It's not the Nisim, it wasn't like, wow, because of that. We can't understand what it is that is Beis HaMikdash, and there was such a level of clarity in the world.
So it's not like God was there speaking to them, people directly, anything, right? It was just being there.
God was there, and He was speaking directly with us. Not like you having, you know, like it wasn't, you know, an iPhone connection, right? But it was so clear that there was no sfeikus. You had no sfeikus. There was no doubts anymore about your life. You know, you weren't doubting, should you do this or should you do this? Life was very clear.
Question. If life could be so clear, right, to the Jews at that point, that, yeah, there is a God and we see miracles every,
how do they do, yeah, averis?
Yeah. How do they do enough averis to lose the Beis HaMikdash?
Whenever there's such a level of connection, whenever there's such a level of clarity, there's a level... We don't have the dinim of Tumah V'Tahara today, right? As soon as there's Beis HaMikdash, we're going to have dinim of Tumah V'Tahara, right? So you have to... purity and impurity. Whenever... We're all Tamei, we're all Tamei Mace today, right? We all forget about it. There's nothing for us to do. We don't have Eifa Para, we have nothing. Tahara, what are the Loshin Tahara, the Gemara in Brachos says, Tihu Yoma, it means the brightness of the day, the clarity of the day. That's what Tahara means. Tuma, right? Tamei comes from the word Atum, Atima, means disconnect. Whenever there's clarity, there has to be the option for disclarity. I.e. the Yetzer Hara has to be much bigger. When there was Beis HaMikdash, there were Nevi'im. And the Gemara says, when there's Nevi'im, right, there was different periods after the Chorban. When there was Nevi'im, right, there was also Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is not like, you know, like, you have any desire, you know, the little pestle there on the ground, oh, I really want to bow down to it, right? I really want to, like, kiss it, Chas V'Shalom, right? You really want to hold it, right? You have any desire like that? Nothing. Nothing whatsoever, right? I mean, there are weird people in the world who do things, right? But I don't know what they're doing. Right? I don't really understand. You know, I've never been to all these Far East places and whatever. But no normal people, as we know, have those desires. Women, well, we know what the world's like, right? Every advertisement has some sort of uncovered woman because psychologists say that's the way to sell things, so they know how our minds work, right? So I can learn a lot about the world from advertisements, right? So we know about that. The desire for Avodah Zarah was much stronger than the desire for women.
Impossible.
Chazal prayed that Avodah Zarah would go after the Chorban. And Nevuah went with it. They also thought to get rid of the desire for women. And then chickens didn't lay eggs. The world wouldn't function. So they brought it back. But you have to understand, the Yetzer Hara, whenever there's a deeper connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kedusha and Tahara, and purity, there has to be Zeh Keneged Zeh Asarik. It has to be equal. The Yetzer Hara is much bigger. So we can't even understand how Bezman Beis HaMikdash there was a concept of Avodah Zarah. We can understand, but there's not Beis HaMikdash, there's a concept of women. That we understand, right? You understand that?
Well, so the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah will come back with the third Beis HaMikdash?
No, the third Beis HaMikdash will be Mushlam. So right. The third Beis HaMikdash, if it's built, Bezrah Hashem, will be, first there'll be Mashiach, and then there'll be building the Beis HaMikdash, and then there'll be the Yom HaMashiach, Mashiach, and then there'll be Tchias HaMeisim, or whatever. But we're not talking about third Beis, say the second, first, right, there was Avodah Zarah. We know what the reasons why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, right? One of them was Avodah Zarah in the first Beis HaMikdash. Shvichus Dabim, Gilui Arayos, and Avodah Zarah, right? I mean, like, what's that shaykh to us, Avodah Zarah, right? It's not even shaykh, not even an option. None of you guys have, oh, I'm just going to go to that Avodah Zarah shop over there, right? That doesn't even occur, right? It doesn't even attract us. We'd have no clue, right? We have our quasi Avodah Zarahs, right? No. But we understand that's related to Arayos. But anyway, That's not the discussion here. You asked, how could they have done the Averis? They had a much bigger Yetzirah. When there's clarity, there has to be disclarity. You with me? Okay. So now let's come back. How does this Sipiya, how does this work, this desire, bring us to seeing the Simcha, the joy of Beis HaMikdash? How does that do that? What does it do that we desire something that brings you? So I mention this a lot of times. In Ruchnius, what you desire is who you are. In Gashmius, what you desire is not who you are. The desire, the earnest desire. Some people say, oh, I really want to do this, and then they don't do it. But the real and honest desire for ruchnius is that defines who you are. Spirituality. If a person is so, he's crying, and that's our avodah on Tisha B'Av. We should be crying. When you're crying, what do you cry for? What has cry? What has dima work? What's dima? Dima lashon hakodesh. Dama. What is that? You're confused. That's what the tears do. Tears. It's a gushing of emotions. You're confused, and that's what it does with the eyes. You can't see clearly. We don't know where to go. All we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is we want you. We want you. I don't know how to get you. I don't know how to put you into my life. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. We don't have Nevi'im telling you, this is what you should be doing with your life. This is what you should be doing with your life. This is what you should... No, we have no one. No clarity. No one has that level of clarity to know what you should be doing with your life. Unless you come to Machon Shlomo. No one has that clarity. Right? All we know is what we want. And if we have that earnest desire, and we see the world, and you know, I'm not like, you know, I'm not a century old or stuff like that, but yeah, I can remember when I was a teenager. The world is very different. No one, you know, like, economy of the world is not only the economy, it's the whole world. It's crazy. It's crazy the world we live in. We're children being brought up in a world they have no clue what tomorrow's going to bring. The new iPod, the new Apple thing, right? The information, what it gives a child. Is America and Europe going to survive? Is China? There's global economics happening, and no one even understands how all this is all working out. Or how is it going to work out? Is it going to work out? Massive unemployment, massive, you know, there's real problems in the world. Problems of decaying of society, of non-family life. That's the real problem. Because we know from history that that's always when you get a decadent hedonist society, it falls. That's what's happening in America. That's what's happening in Europe. You know? In Germany, they don't have enough children to have workers, right? And what's happening in the Arab... It's crazy. It's a crazy world. It's complete confusion. And people are out there not knowing what they're living for. The majority of people have no clue what life's about. They have no clue even to think about what life's about. They're so stuffed with pizza and whatever, right? And video games and whatever they're doing, they're not even thinking about life. They're not even trained to think about what life's about. They're going from one hana to the next, from one desire to the next. I'm not saying there aren't thinking people in the world, but it's a vast minority. The masses. You can ask a question to a person, even ourselves, what are we living for? What do we want out of life? Where are we going? Where are we going to be in 10 years' time? Now I want to explain to you something. What is Avelus? What is Avelus? Because this is a little bit that you have to understand. Avel... What's the word Avel? It's Aleph Beis Lamed, right? Avel in Hebrew means bat. It also means, Avel means kushta, true. And Avel, what's the Avelus of a person when he died? But if he was here, he could have done this, 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 and this. That's what Avel about. That's the bat. He can't do all these things now. There's a kushta in Avelus, which is a truth that this person's gone to a better world. What's that shaykh to Tisha B'Av? What's our Avelus on Tisha B'Av? But if we had Beis HaMikdash, there'd be clarity in the world. We could connect to who we really are. What's the kushta? What's the truth about not having Beis HaMikdash? What's the truth?
We don't deserve it.
Yeah, we don't deserve it. What truth is? There must be some sort of truth about it. We don't deserve it. Yeah, the truth. But what was it coming to show us? Where's the clarity in this confusion? How does confusion bring... You understand, when a person is very confused, do you feel close to your Creator when you cry, or distant? When you're confused, and you're so confused, that all you say is, Tata, Abba, I want to see you. I want to connect with you. That's what we're doing on Tisha B'Av. The disclarity gives such a rotsen for clarity That's what brings on the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The itora root of that rotzen, of that pechi, for understanding what we're living for, that's the truth. That's the truth we want to get for. The truth means that's the clarity, that's the level of clarity. The clarity of a person isn't how to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The clarity of a person is desire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life. The confusion brings the desire. You know, where's all the halachas, all the dinim, right? Not the dinim, all the stories about the Chorban. Where's which Gemara? It's Gittin. So what does Gemara say? Why is Gittin before Kiddushin? First you have Kiddushin, then you have Gittin. Hopefully you don't have Gittin. First you have. So the Gemara says, why? Because you want the refuah before the Makkah. A get is the refuah of Kiddushin. That's okay, so now you know. So you
more
get married.
Secure for marriage.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, it's Chazal. Doesn't make sense, right? Chazal doesn't make sense. Of course the Chazal makes sense. But you have to think about what it's saying. What does it mean, divorce is the cure for marriage? Hello, you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
You agree with it?
In a certain sense.
If it's a bad woman.
A bad
marriage, but that's not what you get married for. You don't get married to get divorced. It's not the pshat. The pshat
you
is.
You live to get sick.
Okay. But you didn't choose to live. You choose to get married. You can not get married as well.
The more you know about divorce, the less likely.
Just don't get married. Don't get married and get a divorce. Just don't get married. If marriage is a makkah, marry a woman. Oh, hi, wife. It's a makkah. If it's a makkah, why marry her? It doesn't make sense to Gemara.
By the time you finish getting, you'll never want to get a get.
No, that's not the pshat. I mean, it doesn't speak about. It speaks about the concept of get, and what a get is, and how to do it. But you know, it's not going to convince you not to get one. Right? That's not meduba there. But the parasha is in Gittin. So somehow, if Gittin is the refuah of the makkah, those sugyas there are teaching us the refuah. They're teaching us the refuah of the makkah. The makkah, what's a makkah? What's a makkah? Beis HaMikdash is the makkah? What's a makkah? Kiddushin, the keshet, the makkah? What does that mean? What happens if you're born to a rich daddy and you have all you need and it's great? Do you appreciate? No. If you have a clever rich daddy, he'll make sure you don't have everything you can get. He'll deprive you so you appreciate. It's the same in relationships. When do you miss your wife the most? When you're not with her, right? When you're not with her.
It's hard to miss someone when they're right there.
Right, yeah, but the feeling now that you've missed and then you're going to see them after a while, that feeling of being near them is going to be much more intense than it was when you were with them for a whole week or 2 weeks.
That's the old joke. How can I miss you if you'll never leave?
Right. You understand? Chazal say it, you know, the richuk of a man and a woman brings the kirva. Chazal says, if you want to have, you know, be like the day of your wedding, so you have a separation from your wife and then a connection. That's the refuah. The refuah is that the disconnect in any relationship is the refuah for the connection, because you can get used to things.
Yeah.
How can you get used to ruchnias? You can get used to a maila. You cannot appreciate your maila. You know, person learning full time, he can be mezalzan in his learning. He can not realize the erech of his learning. When you're in yeshiva and you're learning, you probably, you know, you might waste of your learning time more time in yeshiva than you waste if you only have 2 hours a day to learn. Do you understand what I'm saying? The richuk brings on the desire for kirva. So Tisha B'Av is there to take us to the richuk, take us to the depths of the avelus, so that when we realize what we're missing, that brings us to the kirva. Now, it's not only avelus for the whole of the Jewish people. Chazal, you know, this is a, you know, a notrikon. Av, everyone says. What does Av mean? Elul ba. Elul is coming. Av is tshuva miyira. Elul is tshuva mi'ava. Av is doing repentance from fear, and I've explained what that means. And Elul is tshuva me'ava. Elul and we go through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur goes back to Yira, and then Sukkot comes to Ava again. It's like, you know, it's relative. Within the tshuva me'ava, you have a period of Yira, which is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then you have Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, which is the final tshuva me'ava, final tikkun me'ava. Okay, that, when we get to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, if we're here, and we'll speak about those things, we'll get those things understood. You with me? Understand? Everyone's clear? What does it mean, tshuva me'ira? It means this isn't a time only thinking about our connection with the Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael's connection with the Beis HaMikdash. It's our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our connection with ourselves. Our avelus on ourselves. When we look at this year and we say, aval, bat, I could have done this, this, and this. What happened to me this year? Why didn't I do more with this year? But I'm an ovel on my year. I'm an ovel on my whole year. What I could have done and I didn't do. And the bechi that I'm having on myself of what I could be will bring me to express who I really am. You understand what I'm saying? When I realize and I introspect and I say, but I could have done so much more. And I'm crying about myself, I'm frustrated about myself, then I'll get a clarity of who I am and desire to be that person I can be. That's Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is not only an avodas to the Jewish people, it's an avodas of yourself. That's tshuva me'ira. The avodas and the harata, you know, on harata, I say harata, you mitcharet, you're annoyed about your behavior, right? And you want to change it. And that frustration that you don't know how to come close to your Creator. And the desire to come close to your Creator, that's what this period is about. Now, how does this relate to Simcha? Avelis is the opposite of Simcha. That's why Chazal, you have an interesting name for Avelis. What's it called? The halachas of Avelis is called halachas of Smachot, Hilchot Smachot. The joy, the halachas of joys. It's a sagi nahor, right? It's like the opposite. You say by a blind person, he has a lot of light. What do you mean he has a lot of light? You can't see this guy. What do you mean he has a lot of light? It means a lot of light means that he might not see physically, but people who can't see, they're usually disconnected from the physical. They usually see spiritually much better. They're much more connected. There's a story of a very, very big Shaul Dweck, who was very, very big Kabbalist. And at the end of his years, he was losing his sight. But this is not for us. This story is not for us to learn from, right? For us, we have a problem with our eyes, we take care of it. But this is the story. The story is, at the end of his years, he was like, you know, losing his eye. And he could have gone and fixed it in Egypt. He decided he's not going to go. And he lost his sight. And like some of his writings that he wrote, Talmidim wrote, but they said about him that he saw, you know, he was different. He saw in his inner self things that he didn't see beforehand. It was a different darga. It's a different level. You know the stories, people have heard about the stories of Baba Sali, you know, and those who are knowing, this is not us, but we understand the concept that they, you know, Shmira Seinayim, they connect, they don't, you know, he has a minara, he had like a tunnel to go to his shul, he wouldn't go past people and he wouldn't only see certain things. He was very rich. He was an ish kodesh. There's a certain thing about Shmiras Yonayim. So when you don't see certain things, there's an inner seeing that you have. Right? For us, these are things which are very distant and not for us to do, and if we do them, it's a problem, you need to speak to your local rabbi, right? We're not talking about us. But conceptually, we understand the concept. You understand what I'm saying? So how now is Tisha B'Av Smachot? Because it's exactly that. We spoke about, now I thought I was connected to Simcha. There's Nigudim. What's the Nigudim? We have things which are difficulties in life, hardships in life, things which are preventing us to come to the clarity. You have to make a panasa, you have to do things, you have to shibud malchius, the Rambam says. What do you want Mashiach for? We don't have shibud malchius, we don't have difficulties in life, we have, we're open to just serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Those difficulties and the realities of life bring us to Bechi And from that bechi, we come to clarity. From that crying, we come to reality. And that bechi, that cry is a cry in ourselves, a frustration even with ourselves. We know, everyone knows deep down in himself that he could be a better human being. He could be a more Oved Hashem. He could reach much more heights in terms of who he is, in terms of his personality, in terms of everything about him. You with me? That's our bechi. And that bechi will bring us to a clarity. That's a simcha will bring us to. That's why it's called Hilchot Smachot. Through the richuk, which will bring us our cry, and the yearning to full expression of our inner selves against our bodies, against our physical, natural self, that bechi will bring us to a new level of recognition and clarity with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what brings on the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash has to be brought on through that bechi about ourselves and mimele the bechi of the Klal Yisrael. That we ourselves find that clarity, we ourselves come to that. And what's tefillah? Is it related to tefillah as well? How's that related to tefillah? Tefillah is boi. Right? It's Gemara. Why is Adam, right? Mave. Why Rav says Machlokas Rav and Shmuel and Gemara and Baba Kama. Rav says it's Adam. Why boy? Why Adam's, like we said, the tzuras Adam is boy. It's tefillah, the yearning of closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The boy. What's the boy? The world will come to its completion. The world is in a not expressive state. Remember we spoke about tefillah. The world is only in potential. Tefillah is required to bring the world into its expression. What's the boy we're asking? We're asking for the expression of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, which is Beis HaMikdash. That's the boy, that's the tefillah. The nigudim, there's nigudim to tefillah as well. Aguf. That's why tefillah has to have it pashtus aguf. You have to be removed in order for us to connect. This chetzi behema over here, well, I would say a chetzi, that's a shevach, right? But, yeah, Nitzach, right? We understand. Yad Adam, Yad Inish Benafsho. He knows who he is. This Rubo Behema over here, right? Is designed to be a Tzuras Adam. He wants to be a human being. A Tzelem Elokim. He wants this to express a Tzelem Elokim. He's embarrassed by this. That's why he dresses, most of it's not being shown apart from the face and the hands. That's his creative part. But the rest of it, he's ashamed of. It's an embarrassment. Unless, usually, if you like showing those aspects of you, then you like being a behemoth. The He-Man, right? The He-Man ox, or whatever, right? Or, whatever. We understand those.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not looking at you. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. That's no havamina. Not even a tzad of a havamina. You with me? Clear? That's what Tisha B'Av is about. That's what this period is about. And all this period and all our avelis is to be more aware, us to awaken us up to that, to the simcha. That's why the pasuk says. It says, Revoli bought this, remember? He bought it. This pasuk. Tzena Verena, right? B'not Tzion, Melech Shlomo, Ba'atara Shatra, Lo Ima B'yom Chatunato, the day of his connection, B'yom Simchat Libo. B'yom Chatunato, the day of his matan terah. Yom Simchat Labo, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the building Beis HaMikdash. There's two aspects of connection. There's Torah and Beis HaMikdash, and Tefillah. Those are two Amudim. Of course, Gemilat Chasadim is the expression of both those things. But the Pnimius of us is built with those two things. That's why our Avelis is Yud Zayin B'Tammuz starts, which is the Chorban of the Torah, right? Shir Saluchas. And Tisha B'Av is the Chorban of the Bais. Or the entering of Eretz Yisrael, which is the Meraglim, which is connected the Shvir Saluchos, who is connected to Torah, the expression of Torah. We lost our level of Torah. The Meraglim was, we lost our level of entering Eretz Yisrael, our connection to Eretz Yisrael, and we still have Beis HaMikdash. We have it in a lesser form, right? And then, because of those were the Avot, those were the Shoroshim of the Chet, then we'll see afterwards. What was the next one? So it says, Botla Tamid. The Tamid was bottle. The Tamid represented our Avoda. avoda pnimi, right? That's connected with Tisha B'Av. We had the Chorban of the first bias. What's the Chorban of the first? The first bias, the Ramchal said, was a bias, was an inner bias, was represented the inner aspects of what. It had all, it had the Urim V'Tumim, it had everything, right? So the Pnimi of the Beis HaMikdash was lost. Then afterwards, the second bias, which represents Chitzonius, the bias that was lost. And connected that, we had what we have by Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. We had Hufka Ha'ir. That means the outer structure of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed.
It was the city.
The city, yeah, sorry, of Yerushalayim, right? Because Yerushalayim represented the Ir HaTorah. Then, right, the Torah was burnt. I mean, even the Sefer Torah was burnt. Not only we lost the Luchot, not only we lost the connection, that deep connection, but even the Sefer Torah that we learn, we read from, it's metaltal, it's not shaykh.
To the Beis HaMikdash. Moshe's like the Sefer Torah.
Then we have after that Heimid Selem Beheichal on Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. We lost all our connection. We mean Heimid Selem Beheichal. Our connection, the Beis HaMikdash, the represents our connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The same light in the Beis HaMikdash is the Torah. The same light that was on Har Sinai. That's what Ramban explains. Now we have a Heichal, then we have a Selem there. We lost our connection. Who put it? Menashe. Right? We lost our whole connection. Against that, in Tisha B'Av, what did we have? We lost the two Beis HaMikdashim. Then after that, we had the city of Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. That even a Jewish way of life, Beit HaMikdash represented the last remnants of Yerushalayim that lived according to, you know, how a Jew has to live, even that was lost. Then the final thing was Nechrasha Ha'ir. Not only was we lost the way of living as a Tzuras Torah, with a proper way of living, it was forgotten. It was desolated. It was like plowed. There was no remnants of it even. It was completely desolated. We don't even have a remnant of how it looked. And Chazal tells us, so long as we don't have Beis HaMikdash in our days, it's this we cause a Chorban. That means that's where we're holding. We're holding, that's going back to your previous question, we're holding in a place. We have no clue what it means to live like a Yid.
So if Shavas and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av are the kenegdo for our Simcha in this world,
the Chatuna and the Simcha, the Torah and the expression of the Torah, which is the Beis HaMikdash.
Right. So then,
the way of living.
Then what do we take from other fasts, other Tanaisim?
Like you mean Yudarat B'Tavis?
Yeah, Sumgedalia.
Sumgedalia, okay, that's...
I mean, as a class, you know, as a clock, collectively.
They're all... So some Gedalia is also when Gedalia was the last remnants of the Yishuv of Ben Tamizur, and he was killed. So it was like it was a terrible thing, and Yud Batavis was also the first siege. That was the beginning.
Tainis Esther
is. I don't think Tainis Esther is on the Chorban. It's talking about, you know, about Megillah. That's a different daga. That's already in Golas. Tainis Esther is to do with the our connecting in Golas. That's Teresh Shebaal Peh, so that's our connection in Golas. So that's a disconnect to connect to Purim. You understand? Chanukah doesn't have a Tainis to connect to.
But
because Chanukah's Pashas, that's Bezman Beis HaMikdash.
Don't we link Purim and Yom Kippur?
Yeah, but that's a separate share. Right. That's a separate share. You're right, that's a separate share. That's a separate inyan. Kirkwood, yeah, that's a separate share. That's Teresh B'Chtav, Teresh B'Al Peh, that's with Amal, that's without Amal. That's a different share.